Let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda. From TejanoNation.net, here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. Tejano music icon Emilio Navaina passed away 6 years ago from cardiovascular disease at the age of 53. The music legacy of the Navaina family continues to live on with his sons Emilio IV and Diego as part of Tex-Mex pop rock band The Last Bandoleros. In an interview with AC Cruz podcast, the brothers said they plan to embrace their Tejano roots with future music.
I think without giving too much away, more so now, I think we're embracing our culture and our music much, much more, which we're really, really excited about.
Let's just say, I think that, you know, fans of 90s Tejano in particular are going to hear some stuff that they recognize maybe.
Destiny Navaina, niece of Emilio and daughter of Raulito Navaina, tells Tejano Nation her move to Monterrey was to continue the Navaina legacy.
And, you know, God does everything for a reason. And I truly believe that he's brought me here to continue my family name. And if not, take it even higher, because it deserves it. Everything that my uncle and my dad did, a lot of it goes unrecognized. And all I want to do is bring honor to his name.
Destiny just released her sophomore album and recently won Female Vocalist of the Year at the Tejano Music Awards last year. Get more at TejanoNation.net as we remember Emilio. In San Antonio, I'm Romeo from Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Numero 10.
Kicking off the second hour of this Top 20 Countdown, we have the diva herself, Stephanie Montiel, featuring Mexican guitarist Cesar Lopez, El Vampiro. On the charts at number 10, Quédate Con Él on Tejano Gold Countdown. Quédate Con Él by Stephanie Montiel featuring Cesar Lopez, El Vampiro. They're holding strong at number 10 on the national charts. Today, my pleasure to have on Tejano Gold Countdown, Raul Gutierrez and Johnny Martinez, members of M2. Now, we've been talking about the concept of M2 that fuses Tejano music with other Latin rhythms, but its essence, of course, is always and foremost Tejano. Let's talk about your influences, and let's start with you, Raul.
My influences, the way I got into Tejano, it was when I was maybe 16 years old. I was in high school, and I went to a local dance here in town, because we're from Pearsall, Texas, and Bama used to come over here a lot, and Jaime Yande, Los Chamacos, and I went to go see them, and with Jaime and Yande, you know, with his show, the dancing that he would do, you know, I was like, wow, that's awesome. You know, I told myself, that's something that, you know, I want to do that. You know, and then when I saw Fama was more like keyboard based, keyboard sounds, you know, the synths that they would use and the sounds, instrument sounds. So those two bands were kind of what got me into the Tejano scene, you know, and then I started learning the keyboard from there because of Fama and because of Jaime de Anda. And in 1999, when the Cumbia King came out with A.B. Quintanilla, you know, he's the one that came out with the Cumbia, with the R&B and the hip hop. And that was something new to me. And from there, I started writing my own music and my own productions. And my production started coming out that way.
And what about you, Johnny? ¿Quiénes influyeron en tu interés por la música tejana?
The number one show band, La Sombra de Chicago, Tony Guerrero. I grew up with them, especially with Gavino and all them. I was much a sombraholic. But then all of a sudden, here comes La Mafia. Here comes, like, Fama, La Fiebre, Excelencia. When it comes to really sitting down and paying attention too much to back in the day, I would have to really, really honestly say La Mafia was one of the groups that really got me into, hey, well, of course you had Jimmy Gonzalez and Grupo Mas, you know, all these groups gave me the Tejano flavor. And then like Raul said, all of a sudden we started hearing Boom Boom from Cumbia Kings, and I'm like, whoa, man, that's something different, you know.
Now we understand where the concept of M2 comes from. More of this interesting conversation with our friends from M2 in just a couple of minutes. But right now, regresamos al conteo. Number 9. This next song holds on to number 9 this week. It's Cumbia Barrulera by the Crazy Pimps, featuring El Gran Sabor de Adrian Diaz. They made it to number 9 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Vamos todos a bailar la cumbia barulera, vamos todos a bailar cumbia barulera.
Bailemos en la rama, prendiendo cuatro velas, bailemos en la rama, prendiendo cuatro velas. Báilala, báilala,
báilala mi negra,
que báilala, báilala,
báilala mi negra.
Ay, gózala, báilala,
báilala mi negra,
que báilala, báilala,
báilala mi negra.
Báilale, báilale.
La cumbia barulera, porque tiene sabrosura. La cumbia barulera, bailala, bailala,
bailala mi negra.
Pero que gózala, bailala,
bailala mi negra.
Ay, bailala, bailala,
bailala mi negra.
Pero que bailala, bailala,
bailala mi negra.
Bailala, bailala.
Con los Crazy Pimps.
Gran sabor, compadre. Échale sabor, pimp. Sobre, sobre.
Minera, ven a bailar la cumbia barulera. Minera, ven a bailar cumbia barulera.
Bailemos en la rama, prendiendo cuatro velas. Bailemos en la rama, prendiendo cuatro velas. Báilala, báilala,
báilala minera.
Pero que gózala, báilala,
báilala minera.
Ay, báilala, báilala,
báilala minera.
Pero que báilala, báilala,
báilala minera.
Ya vino el pimp mayor.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 9, La Cumbia Barrulera by The Crazy Pimps, featuring El Gran Sabor de Adrian Diaz. Coming up on Tejano Gold Countdown, our conversation continues with M2, and we're going to get the answer to this week's trivia quiz, plus details on how you can register for our weekly giveaway, the Tejano Gold Countdown Anheuser-Busch 6-Pack Music Giveaway. No le cambies, we'll be right back.
Tejano. Atreverte a ser tú mismo es más fácil dicho que hecho. Pero para los que toman Estrella Jalisco, la respuesta es simple. Nada es más atrevido que vivir una vida siendo tú mismo. Así que atrévete y vive tu estrella. Brillante, deliciosa, infinitamente refrescante. Disfrútala responsablemente. Estrella Jalisco, St. Louis, Missouri.